Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to episode 15 of Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio, Hands and Paws, Healing Together. I'm your host, Suzanne Thibault, and I'm so glad you're here today. Today, I'd like to talk about the human and animal healing connection. Many people do not realize the strong connection that we have with our animals who reside with us in our homes as our family members. This connection is energetic in nature, and it's based in unconditional love. The connection runs deeper than you might realize, and this is why I wanted to speak about it today. There's a greater understanding you can learn about this connection, and that's what we're going to talk about today. If you're a pet parent or an animal lover to a dog, cat, rabbit, horse, bird, or fish, you have a soul agreement between you and your pet to be together in this lifetime. Before incarnating here on Earth, you and your pet agreed to support each other's lives. Your pet has a specific job to help you in life through being either your teacher or your healer. Yeah, some animals are healers. My dog Abby is. She literally places her paws on me and moves energy for me. She's amazing. And there are animal healers. Most of them are teachers, though. You also serve as their teacher and healer in caring for them. But the balance of your relationship with your pet weighs more on their side because they're helping you in so many ways. It's that unseen help they are providing to you that you can begin to notice and appreciate. Let me explain how this works through my own personal experiences. I'm a pet parent to 2 dogs and 3 cats. Our oldest cat, Lily, is a British Shorthair. She's a beautiful purebred cat with lilac color fur and a gentle soul. And she loves food. My experiences with Lily spans 2 of her lifetimes here with me. Have I got your attention? Lily first came into our family as a male orange tabby kitten we adopted from Front Street Shelter. We named this little boy Rory because he looked like a lion. He was the first cat we had ever brought into our household. He was about 8 weeks old when we adopted him, and we learned he was a feral rescue kitten that had been living outdoors. Rory wiggled right into our hearts, and we loved him very much. He was really a fearless cat. We had set up a baby gate to keep little Rory separated from the dogs. Well, Rory took one look at that gate, stepped and wiggled between the 2 bars of the gate, walked right out into the living room past the dogs, and the dogs jumped back in fear of this tiny little kitten that weighed about 1.5 pounds. He surprised all of us at his fearlessness. And it was funny to see the dogs freak out. Rory was a beautiful soul, so calm and peaceful. But we noticed he didn't play like a normal kitten. He liked to cuddle with us, and he would lay around all day, but he wasn't active. Most kittens are highly active, running around, doing spaz runs around the house, tearing up things, jumping on things, exploring their world, and Rory wasn't doing that. We didn't realize, though, that it was weird that he wasn't doing that because of our lack of experience with having a cat in our home. After about 2 months, we noticed that he wasn't gaining weight, so we took him to the vet for a checkup. The vet took Rory and back to do some blood work, and when she returned, she had tears in her eyes. Our hearts sank. The vet explained that Rory had FIP, feline infectious periodontitis, That's a viral disease of cats that can affect many systems of their body. It's a progressive disease and almost always fatal. If the cellular immune system in a cat is very weak, the virus can multiply virtually uncontrolled, and that's what happens for young kittens or even senior cats. A wet form of FIP develops because the virus is eating away at the body and fluid starts building up in the body, causing organ failure. And this is the form that Rory had. His little belly was enlarged with fluid accumulating in there due to this virus, and it was damaging his body organs. Tears formed in our eyes as we asked how we could help him. As an animal communicator, my mind raced. Why didn't Rory tell me he was sick? Why didn't I notice? As a healer, I knew in my heart that he could be helped with energy healing. The vet said there was nothing we could do because FIP is a fatal disease. So we took him home to enjoy our remaining time together. And that night, I talked to Rory with animal communication and offered him energy healing. I could not believe the extent of damage this virus had done to his tiny little body. His gut was filled with fluid. Padisma Energy removed the FIP virus from his body and energy field, which helped to ease symptoms. And it helped for the fluid to begin draining out. But deep damage was done by that virus. Rory also had a past life where he was a cheetah living in the wild who had FIP and died from it as a cheetah. He was carrying that forward into this lifetime for healing. So we were able to heal the past life and the virus, and Rory was very grateful that I could help him. The next day, I came home for lunch from my day job and found Rory dead on the floor. Grief hit me hard and my tears flowed. I attempted to talk to Rory in spirit, but my emotions blocked the connection. I learned that heavy emotions block intuitive abilities the hard way. I began beating myself up, judging the healing we had done together, and I didn't understand why he died. The next day, I calmed down, and I attempted again to speak with Rory. He explained that his body was so damaged, it could not survive the FIP, and it couldn't recover from it. Even with the virus removed, there was too much damage already done. He thanked me for helping him to heal the virus and told me he will never carry it forward again into any lifetime because it is healed. Rory then explained to me that we have shared every lifetime together and he was coming back. I was shocked when he said that. And those simple words ended my grief. I couldn't believe that he could come back. And that's how I learned about animal re-embodiment. Can you see that Rory was my teacher? He taught me that heavy emotions can block intuition. He taught me that when an illness is healed in one lifetime, it heals completely from all lifetimes, never to return. He taught me that animals can and do return in the same lifetime over and over, because of their unconditional love. And I did help him with my healing hands, and he taught me powerful life lessons. This is Hands and Paws Healing Together. Lily is Rory re-embodied. This is the human-animal connection. You have a soul connection with your pet so strong, so deep, that nothing will keep you apart. Living life together, hands and paws supporting each other in healing together. This is what our pets want us to know. You do not have to worry about your pet anymore. You can stop worrying and start talking to them. There is also Padisma Energy Healing to empower yourself in your care. You are living in partnership with your pet, who does so much more than just love you. Your pet is also teaching you and helping you to heal, helping you to expand and grow on a personal level if you're willing to see it. If your view of your pet is one of family member, then you're ready to go deeper in your relationship of love with them. You can open your heart and mind to new possibilities in healing, health, and behavior issues, and simply be amazed at the power of Padisma Energy Healing to transform both of your lives together. If your pet is sick or misbehaving, they are trying to tell you something. Something important. They're not being a jerk. They're trying to tell you something important. The Padisma Healing System for people and animals is an alternative, holistic approach to pet care for your own personal healing and your pet's healing. It's hands and paws working together to heal for your better health, well-being, and harmony for everyone in the family. Many of the health and behavior issues that your pet has are connected energetically to you in some way. For instance, if your dog barks in fear, he might be sensing fear inside of you that you're not aware of. And then he barks to express it outwards for you to take notice and ask yourself, could I be holding some fear inside of me? In healing things together, you heal from the core for a better life. Padisma energy is intuitive and knows what wants to be healed. Padisma shows you intuitively where low-level energy is located within the animal or human chakra system. Low-level energy is held in our chakras, which can create physical and emotional issues. When animals hold emotional pain, they act it out through their behaviors. Animal communication and healing is a profound spiritual journey that will simply change your life. It has changed mine dramatically. I want you to know that together, you can evolve with your pet into an advanced state of love, understanding, and care for your fur kid. You can develop a deep spiritual connection with each other and better understanding of yourself and the world. Because Padisma energy empowers you as a healer to help yourself and your pet with a variety of issues. Healing work is a spiritual journey to heal body, mind, and emotions. Human and animal energy fields are similar in how they hold pain and illness. When we're young, we go through these experiences. Some of them are traumatic, and that energy is held within our energy field, and we carry it forward through life until it comes forward for healing. And then we heal it, and everything's better. Learning how to help your pet with energy healing means you can support their entire life. Animals are like us. They have early life experiences as babies. All types of different issues arise for them, just like it did for us in our childhood. And they carry that energy just as we carry the energy forward. And we can help and support each other in healing that energies from our early childhood. Now is the time to stop worrying about your pet and start empowering yourself in their care. You will also help to heal yourself in the process. This is the power of the animal-human connection. This is what animals want us to know. The animal kingdom is urging me and pushing me almost on a daily basis to bring this great wisdom out into the world for those who are ready to hear it, those who are ready in their hearts to make that deeper spiritual connection with their pet. Are you ready to explore the world of animal communication and Padisma energy healing for your pet? I have 5 openings for a discounted Live Chat with Your Pet Discovery Session, where we're going to talk about a health problem or a behavioral problem so you can understand what's going on for them. Get some clarity and guidance from them on how you can best support them in their life and whatever it is they're going through. The normal value of this session is $197, and I'm offering it at 50% off, $97, as my birthday gift for you. This offer's good through April 10th, which is my birthday. The Live Chat with Your Pet Discovery Session is a conversational partnership for problem solving with your pet. When you can talk to your pet about what's going on and hear their heartfelt words, your entire perspective changes on how you can help them. It's a powerful process I invite you to experience. Thank you for listening today and learning more about hands and paws healing together. I'm grateful that you were here. Thank you for loving your pets and caring for all animals in the world, even the wild ones. Remember that all things are possible through love. So get out there and live life.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.